Welcome to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
So I've spent a lot of time yesterday and this morning reading through a couple of papers that came out. One was the 880-page stimulus bill passed on Friday. Another one was the Ginnie Mae letter on the funding for servicers. And that one's an important one because I want to start there. So FHA is not dead. I've actually heard that. People saying that you can't do FHAs anymore as of April 15th, it's going to go away. Whatever that looks like, or listing agents not wanting to take FHA loans, I get the fear, I do, but it's not gone. Now, it will change, and that's what I want to make sure that you understand, is that the credit box is shrinking on FHAs. FHAs under 660 historically had a high default rate. Well, we have to protect against that in this environment when you're talking about servicers not getting mortgage payments across the board and multiples never imagined before. So now servicers aren't collecting funds and they in turn have to pay investors. And we've talked about this in previous videos, but it's different. For Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, those servicers are only required to pay the investors after one missed payment. Well, for FHA, it is an ongoing. You have to continue paying the investor no matter what, no matter if the mortgage owner, the homeowner, pays or not. So that's where it all stemmed. Is FHA gonna make it? Because ultimately, servicers can't afford to keep making those payments. Well, Ginnie Mae just wrote a letter saying that they were going to fund the servicers. They set up a program specifically to fund the servicers so that they could continue to pay the investors. Now, in that letter, they simply said that they were going to pay the principal and interest. There's still property taxes, mortgage insurance, and homeowners insurance. So who's going to cover that? Well, that's yet to be determined, and every day we learn something new. But for right now, expect that all FHA loans is going to shrink, meaning the debt-to-income ratio is going to be lowered, and the credit score is going to be increased as far as eligibility goes. So watch for that and make sure that if you have a buyer that's out looking, that you get them pre-approved based on the new guidelines. The second thing that I fully understand now is forbearance is not forgiveness. Two very different things. And forbearance isn't even deferment. So when I'm looking at forbearance right now, people are being told that they can stop making their mortgage payments. As of today, so mortgage servicers typically are allowing for a 90-day program, typically a forbearance. And I say that as of today because that stimulus package was written on Friday, and it's going to take a while for that to unfold. In the meantime, servicers are doing the best they can, and they're staffing up. Remember, we came out of a period of the lowest historical foreclosure ratio. So all of the servicers had let go all those people that were on payroll specifically to take care of foreclosures and defaults. We're having to rehire and take care of all your phone calls. But I would tell you this. If you have the ability, make your mortgage payment. It's going to keep you better able to continue to build wealth through real estate in the long run. But if you can't, call your servicer. Because one thing I noticed when I read the 880-page stimulus bill is that it's not specific. It doesn't actually tell you. It says that you can forbear a payment up to 180 days with a second 180 days allowed, but it doesn't tell you what's going to happen after. So right now, forbearance is simply the delay of those payments, meaning that servicers are coming in offering a 90-day window, and that will continue to be extended. But at the end of 90 days, you might be due all of those missed payments at one time. And at that time, it's going to be reevaluated to determine, do we continue an extension of the forbearance? Do we defer it all the way to the end? Or do we do a loan modification? All of that is not based on the stimulus package, but based on investor and agency guidelines. It's really, really, really important that you talk to your servicer because the bill, as I found, didn't actually write it out. And then the third thing is every market has its moment, right? And this moment is liquidity. So stay liquid, whether you're a homeowner, a renter, a realtor, or a lender. We have to stay liquid in this time. One, for opportunities, because every market provides opportunities. And then two, for protection. If you're a realtor or a lender, we might find that the very season that's usually the top of our season, meaning May and June, might be the bottom of this year's season. So we have to protect ourselves and save our pennies now. It also means that there's gonna be opportunities. This is not an economic disaster. This is a bridge. We have to get to the other side. It's a moment in time, and it's devastating. I get it from a health perspective, but from an economic perspective, our economy will recover. People will go back to work, and our housing market came into this very, very strong. It's going to come out of it with a lot of opportunities, both in appreciation and in extremely low interest rates. So where are you in those moments? Do you have the money to take advantage of those opportunities? So stay liquid. Right now, watch your budget, reduce those expenses that you can, and keep liquid. Well, Nicole Ruth, the Ruth Team of Fairway Mortgage, hope that helped, keeping you updated.
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Roof Team on YouTube or visit our site, theroofteam.com.